אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד.
We're reading in the study of the Ten Sefirot, first volume, part 3, page 181 in Hebrew, in Histaklut Pnimit, Inner Observation, title Direct Light and Reflected Light. We are in item 3.
Understand that there are people for whom this is not interesting, what we have in the test, the study of the Ten Sefirot. I understand that there are many people who cannot digest what's written here. Their minds are still, their nature is not accustomed to such terms and concepts, and more, maybe they have some rejection, a lack of comprehension. They cannot link these things to spiritual advancement. Yes. How is it put in terms of physics, connections, the kind of engineering? How is it connected to spiritual states? Yes, I understand all of that. But I don't understand this one thing. Why can't we just read, listen, and to connect to it in a way in which it is sgula, a special power? I don't understand what we'll read now, but by being together, participating with everyone, by that I receive an upper illumination, which influences me, and in that way I advance. That's clear, yes? So let's try, all of us together, we'll try to seek to expect this this study to illuminate upon us and help us advancing. There's great power in it. And it's actually when I don't understand, and I don't feel it so much, but I'm in it and I want it to influence me, then there is a kind of pure approach there. But I don't demand anything for myself. No understanding, no intellect, just for it to affect me. That's it. Sgula, it's called.
So we are reading in item 3. Five parts of theme must emerge one below the other. In this manner, the Peh of Tabur of Galgalta became Peh of Rosh of Ab. Peh of Tabur of Ab became Peh of Rosh of Sag. And Peh of Tabur of Sag became Peh of Rosh of Ma. Peh of Tabur of Ma became Peh of Rosh of Bon. Thus, the five parzufim must emerge one below the other, as opposed to the inner ten sefirot in each parzuf that emerge one above the other.
If we have no questions, we can continue on.
Okay, item 4, heading, each parzuf emerges from malchut of the upper one. 4, the rule that each parzuf, thus the rule that each parzuf is emanated by the force of malchut of the upper one, it comes from the above. It is so because we've seen that malchut of the guf in the upper parzuf, called Tabur of the Upper One, is the emanator of its secondary parzuf. For instance, the coarseness of phase 3 is acquired by the ascent of Tabur of Parzuf Galgalta to the Pe of the Rosh of Galgalta. The second parzuf, called Ab, emerges and emanates on that coupling. This Tabur of Galgalta is Malchut of Galgalta, because Pe is Malchut, and Tabur is Malchut of Malchut. Thus, Malchut of the Upper One is the root and the emanator of its Lower One.
Gamin Shilot. Odvam Navorala.
Still no questions.
So again, let's continue.
Okay. Heading, the order of the clothing of the five Pratzufim of Ak, one on top of the other, item 5. However, you should still understand the order of the clothing of the five Pratzufim of Ak. Pe of Rosh of Pratzuf Ab stands in the place of Tabu of Pratzuf Galgalta and extends from below upward to Pe of Rosh of Galgalta. It is so because it is regarded as the complete level of 10 Sfirot of Rosh of Ab. Because of the Tabur of Galgalta that rose there and received the coarseness for its coupling. It is for that reason that we say that 10 Sfirot of Rosh of Ab stand and clothe the 10 Sfirot of Toch of Galgalta, meaning from Pe to Tabur. Thus, the Rosh of Partzuf Galgalta always remains bare without clothing.
Certainly, there are many questions here because it's not exactly how we see in the paintings, right? The depictions. All right, so let's see. Petach Tikva 7.
Rav, what does it mean that one emerges below the other, or the other way around, that there's a certain opposite order, or they're equal?
You have the purification of the Masach, and therefore each consequent Pelsuf is more than the first. They all come from Malchut Ein Sof, which is the strongest, and they all decline. And
the internality of the Pratzuf, you're right, is a different order. Sometimes they have an equal level also.
Sometimes, yes, we will read it. We will study. But each subsequent Pratzuf is lesser than the previous. You see that Pratzuf Ab comes according to the Pratzuf Galgalta, and so each one clothes on the previous one on a lower degree than the previous Pratzuf. Right? Pratzuf 14.
Why? Nevertheless, please explain to me. It should be on the chazeh. Why does the lower pursuf stand in a tabu?
There's a difference between where it comes from and where it expresses itself, manifests.
What is the pe of the tabu?
The pe of the tabu, from where the Pratzuf receives a connection to a higher Pratzuf. In a minute, Petach Tikva 19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. What's the reason that the Rosh of Galgalta remains without clothing? How is that?
There's nothing to clothe on it. We cannot attain the Rosh of Galgalta. We are incapable of attaining, but what spreads extends from the Rosh of Galgalta towards us, meaning what extends from the Guf of Galgalta, and also not exactly the Guf, but rather the subsequent Pelsufim clothed on the Gufa Golgalta, that we can attain. It's called attainment, clothing.
Meaning that it's capable of remaining without clothing? I didn't understand what it means, this clothing in the Rosh of Golgalta. What is that?
Clothed on Rosh of Golgalta.
Why?
Because the next Pelsufim cannot be that one is the highest Pelsuf. The next parts of him cannot clothe upon Rosh of Galgalta. They're always, meaning in the next parts of him are always in a lesser degree.
Thank you.
ET 33.
Yes, hello. In corporality, when I clothe something on my body, I receive something. I get a warmth, something that I receive. What's the meaning of the lower partsuf is clothing the upper partsuf? Does it benefit something from it?
chains. The clothing of Partsufim, one upon the other, lower Partsuf, the clothes upon the upper one. According to the extent of its clothing, it attains the upper one. Otherwise, it is not connected to the Creator. Its entire attainment of the Creator, in that it attains the upper Partsuf. It clothes upon it and receives lights from it, and that is called the attainment of the Creator, because the upper Partsuf, toward it, is the Creator.
But what does the upper one attain? I clothe it in the lower one, but I get warmth.
The upper one attains according to what it's clothed upon. And if I want to attain from the upper one something, I raise my lack towards it. And then it raises your lack toward higher Partsuf. And then it rewards from this that you clothed upon it.
Beseder? Moscow 6.
Okay. Moscow 6.
Про Парцуфим сказано, что они выходят один ниже другого, а про Сферот, что...
It's said about the Parzufim that they emerge one below the other. About the Sferot, that they come opposite, one above the other. What's the difference?
Is that the Parzufim are refining, and there is a direction to become more and more smaller, and the Sferot and the refinement become more exalted. It's simply talking about two different directions of development. Yes. Also, in the descent from above below, there are Parzufim that go down, but that they return in the refinement of the Parzuf, and so they rise from Tabo to Pe.
Kiev 3.
Kiev 3.
Спасибо, Рав. Два вопроса.
Thank you, Rav.
Скажите, пожалуйста, когда
two questions, with your permission.
При очищении экрана поднимается Малхут Табура, поднимается...
When Malchut, in the refinement of the Masach, Malchut of Tabu rises to the Rosh, to its crater. Does it become the crater?
Yes. Yes, the next Partsuf, what it does, is all in order to give birth to the next Partsuf. The upper degree, always towards the lower one, is called the crater.
Thank you. And the second question, if you could detail, in more detail, explain why Pe of Rosh, of the lower one, is in the Tabur and not in the Chazeh? And how does it turn out that all the rest of the Parzufim after Galgalta emerge below its Tabur? We know that below Tabur, only Sag goes down. So why is it not in Chazeh, as we learn?
We'll learn the topic. There are many questions here which demand scrutiny. According to what we learn in a simple way, then surely the Partsuf, when it refines, his Masach begins to descend from and that the next Partsuf, when the lower one is found with respect to the upper Chazeh, it's not simple, it's not precisely so. We'll learn more about this. There are more great differences before us that we will yet learn.
Tel Aviv
3. Tel Aviv 3.
Now, we know that the upper one births the lower one, but why from its point of tabu, where it remains without the force of bestowal?
Friends, you're all asking the same thing as if you don't hear what you're each asking from one another? I'm truly hearing the same question like 4 or 5 times. We are still not learning this. That has to do with Tzimtzum, the second restriction, and many things. We're still going to learn more about this. And so you have this confusion. How can it be the Pasuf was born? Where does it clothe upon the Tabul or the Chazev, the upper one? Yes. So, look what he's writing here. And these things, write them on the side. It's good to always have questions. We should always have, write them on the side that we will later scrutinize. Queens.
Malchut of Malchut of the upper one, is that Atik towards the next Partsuf or Aghanbin towards it?
No, that also does not have to do with what we're learning here. Atik and Aghanbin has to do with the second restriction. In the world of Atzilut, we're not talking about this such. We're learning about it in the world of Adam Kadmon.
But it's the root to the next Partsuf. It has all these things here, right?
Sir, I told you, that's in the world of Atzilut. We didn't reach that yet.
Turki 3.
Turki 3.
First question. Can you explain the purification of the Partsuf?
Is the Chut shel Partsuf?
The refinement of the Partsuf is that the Partsuf, when it expands in its place, then all its internal orot and surrounding lights, yes, that there is a bitush between them, a strike between them, and the Partsuf feels this pressure, and the host is asking, like, why did you stop receiving? Eat more. I made everything for you, and you want it, right? I did it all according to your desire. I made it all according to your desire. And you want to do all the according to tend to bestow, so you're only receiving 10% of what I prepared. What can we do more? And then it turns out that he feels a pressure from the host. And he can't receive more because it'll be at the intent to receive. And so he refines. And when he refines from tabo to pe, like all these lights that he had come out, those that were internal, pnimi, and then he's empty. And so these lights had to rise and then go away. That according to this, he's now making zivug daka, and he's receiving for the next time from the host.
Moscow 4.
Galgalta ab sagma ibon. У них табор.
Galgalta ab sagma bon. Their tabul is in the same place on the same level or not? Because we draw it in such a way, but from what is being said here, they have different coarseness.
They have a general tabu, tabu de Galgalta, that below that they cannot descend. Because if Galgalta cannot receive the tent to bestow from below its tabu in itself, then surely all these partsufim after Galgalta, they have no force to receive the intent to bestow more than what was in Galgalta. And thus, they are all ending on the Tabo de Galgalta.
Вот у Абжа есть, получается, место сов между его табором и табором Galgalta.
It turns out that Ab also has a sof between its tabur and the tabur of Galgalta.
So it doesn't receive there. That's called the end of Ab. But not that it goes below the Tabo de Galgalta.
Не про то, что он спускается. Просто мы обычно рисуем один общий табор.
Not talking about it going below. We just usually draw.
Не омарти лакаквар.
I told you already. It's Tabo de Galgalta, which is common to all, and nobody can descend below it. But above it, they can be. So Tabo de Ab is higher than Tabo de Galgalta. Why does one bother the other?
Все теперь понятно, просто на рисунках раньше по-другому видел.
Ничего не было раньше по-другому. Не выдумывай.
It's just in the diagram, it doesn't look like that.
Покажи мне рисунки и все. Что за глупости?
There wasn't anything else in the drawing, no.
Хадера 1.
Хадера 1.
Rav, Shela Kvalit.
A general question, Rav. Even in the first part that we read, there are places where Baal HaSulam writes seemingly also about Atzilut, and the next stages. Are the next stages potentially there also in the higher states that have yet reached, let's say, the second restriction, has an influence on the states that we're talking about right now in potential, not practically?
No, they can only be an addition. Everything that comes out afterwards is an addition to the previous things, and they cannot change them. They only clothe upon them. If I understood your question correctly.
I'm simply not asking about the change. It's just in some way, they're already in the more superior states.
In potential.
Yeah, in potential. That's what I'm asking.
Yes, that's right. Even in Malchut from itself already, everything is already there. And then it only comes out in action. That's right. It's a fun
one.
Something's unclear to me in the definition of the clothing of the Partsufim. They say that the Partsuf from below comes, and the Partsuf from above, the Partsuf from below clothes, and the Partsuf from above clothes the one below. And it seems the opposite, because the Partsuf comes, and then the Creator clothes upon the lower Partsuf. And the lower Pratsuf seemingly clothes from within it, below. Is it supposed to be that way?
I don't know. I don't understand your form. Where is that written, what you're asking?
It's written in what you just read.
Where is that written?
In what you read. I don't know what to say.
Tell me, what page, what letter?
I don't know what you read now in this.
You have a book before you or anything?
No, I'm reading from what you read in test right now, in the lesson that we learned.
I don't understand what you're asking. Do you understand, Gilad?
Maybe
he's asking, what is the upper and lower one here in this? How can it be that a lower partsuf clothes on an upper partsuf? A lower partsuf.
Of course, it clothes. Of course, the lower partsuf clothes upon the upper partsuf because the lower one attains a part of the upper one. And that's called that he clothes upon him.
Okay, all right. It's not. Well, okay, now.
I don't understand your question. Tell me, you are working with a computer?
Yes.
Do you have the book there, Talmud HaSefer Sfirot, Tess?
No, I'm not so good with the computer, but I work with the computer. I'm not from the wise people here.
Make an effort that they will help you.
Have
the text before you so you don't get confused. Friends, there are laws here, and if it doesn't work out for you with what you understand in the meantime, make an effort, write them on the side, and try to understand in the meantime. But there's no confusions here in the book.
There's no confusions. The confusion is in me. Thank you very much, anyway.
Kiev 2.
Раф, скажите, пожалуйста, чуть подробнее ПД табор. Мы всегда учили, что в таборе происходит битуш ормаки.
About the pay of табор, we always learned that there's the clash of the surrounding and internal lights. But what's this concept of pay of табор? Is that the point where the битуш occurs, where the clash occurs?
А там пашут клапе тахтон.
With respect to the lower one. Tabu of the upper one turns to be the place of the source of the upper one. How does the baby receive nourishment? Through the umbilical cord that is from the mother, right? It receives from its mother through this tube. right, to its umbilical cord, and that's how he fills himself. So there's a matter of Tabur being a special source for the connection between the Partsufim. We'll learn about it in Tzimtzum Bet and the world of Atzilut, why it's happening.
Latin 4.
Shalom, querido Rav.
Hello, dear Rav.
Los Partsufim son diferentes. Solamente por la fuerza de su pantalla.
The Partsufim are different only in relation to the force of their screen.
Each and every Partsuf is different in many discernments. I don't know, with respect to the force of the screen, you're right that maybe you wanted to say. All the great discernment between the Partsufim is in the force of the Masach. And from this results all the rest of its structure, the light that fills it, its state, and all the order of the Partsufim. It's all from within the screen. Masach determines, after Tzimtzum Aleph, the screen determines where the Partsuf is and what it is.
Does it mean clothing is expansion of Partsuf?
Yes.
Yes.
We're in item 6 of chapter 13. The reason that there is no clothing in the Rosh. Similarly, the 10 sefirot of the Rosh of the Partsuf Sag also clothe the 10 sefirot of the Toch of Ab. And the 10 sefirot of the Rosh of Partsuf Ma clothe the 10 sefirot of the Toch of the Partsuf Sag. And so on likewise. In other words, it is also for the above reason regarding the clothing of Ab to Partsuf Galgalta, because they all have a single reason. They all emerge by the power of the ascent of Tabu of the Upper One to the Pe of the Upper One. Consequently, the 10 Sfirot of Rosh of the Lower One stand in the place of the 10 Sfirot of the Toch of the Upper One. Meaning, from the Pe to the Tabu. And from the Pe of every upper one upward, it always remains bare without any clothing.
There, the lower one doesn't attain anything. Lord,
we're continuing into chapter 14. Explains how there are two restrictions in the worlds. Item 1. The siyum, the conclusion which made it was made in place of Bina called Parsa. We shall now explain the 10 sefirot called the 5 worlds, Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya.
Don't get confused, he's talking about Esel Sefirot. Called 5 worlds. Because these are just different names.
There's
difference between Partsufim, Sefirot, and worlds. It's all the same relations. All the difference between the measure of Uviyut
this will define the quality of the action of a creature in this topic. We'll continue. Here we need to know the two restrictions that take place in the worlds. At first, the restriction took place only in the Kli of Malchut to not receive within it the light of Ein Sof. And the first 9 Sefirot were pure from any screen or restriction, as we learned in the first part. And as far as this, also the 3 Partsufim, the first 3 Partsufim of the world of Ak, emerged called Galgalta, Ab, and Sag, as were explained in chapter 12. After that, in the Partsuf Nekudot of Sag of Ak, there was a second restriction, where the Malchut, which concludes the line of the light of Insof and stood at the point of this world's point, rose to the place of the Chazeh of the Partsuf Nekudot of Sag of Ak, and ended the line of the Kav Insof, the light of Insof, here, and half of the Tiferet and Nehim from Chazeh of the Partsuf downward remained empty without light. Just as there was a new general siyum on the light of the Kav in the place of Chazeh of Partsuf Nekudot of Sag of Ak, because of the ascent of Malchut to Bina of Guf, which is called Tiferet, so occurred inside the 10 particular sphirot of each and every degree. As Malchut of that degree rose to Bina of that degree and ended the degree there. Bina and Tum of that degree exited the degree and fell into the degree below it. This new siyum that occurred in Tzimtzum Bet, in the second restriction, in the place of Bina or Tiferet, is called Parsa.
Kiev. Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, мы говорим, что мы соединяемся с товарищами, это для нас как девять первых. Но мы соединяемся как бы тоже с их девятью первыми.
Раф, we say that the connections are like the first nine. Do we also connect with the first nine of each of the levels? What kind of wise things are you talking about here? Soon you'll connect a foot from one and a hand from another and a head from someone else. Is that how you'll do it? How are you doing that? Repeat the question you wanted to ask.
He
writes here that there is a first restriction, a second restriction, and Malchut is restricted in any case. When we connect, with which qualities of the friends do we connect? For them, the Malchuyot are supposed to be restricted.
Prior to the restriction, we have an egoistic connection. After the restriction, we do not use the in order to receive. The desire remains, but we don't use it in order to receive. If we have the force to use our desire in order to bestow to others, then in such a way we can use it. We use the will to receive in order to receive. I'm sorry, in order to bestow. There are two possibilities. If we have sufficient forces, then we receive in order to bestow. It could be from zero to all the possible desire inside of us. It could be that there is a possibility to receive only in order to bestow the light of Chasadim. This is not considered that we're receiving. This is considered that we are in bestowal. That's it. Meaning that the light of Chasadim can expand in us. We can agree with the host in bestowal, but not by using our vessels, not filling our desires with delights in order to bestow to him. We just need to join him in his actions. That's called to be in Chasadim. And that is the state of katnut, of smallness, like a small one who's joining the bigger one and living at its expense. And then when it becomes big like that, it can receive a screen upon its desire to receive as well. So we have the first restriction, where we do not want to receive anything, and except for in order to bestow. We can work in such a way. And if we don't have the force to receive in order to bestow, but only to bestow in order to bestow, that's considered that we are in the second restriction. What's next?
мы как бы попытка наша отдавать товарищу, да, то есть вот находиться в этом свойстве отдачи.
Our attempt to bestow to the friend, meaning to be in that quality of bestowal.
You don't belong to that at all. You don't have restriction. You're not in a state of yours that is corrected, that is capable of doing acts of bestowal. Where have you seen such a thing between us? No one can keep the law of restriction, meaning he's not yet capable of doing actions that are not for his own benefit.
А как же тогда это сделать?
О, а че не кабели такого хелион?
No, until we receive the upper force and will be able to rise above our egos and not use it. That's considered that we're restricting ourselves. Meaning that I'm thinking only about the friends and I'm there only for their benefit. And don't need to think of any other thought. I'm not talking about necessities that I have to exist and give my flesh something to exist with. But all my actions above necessity are all just the sake of the general society. And if I do that, then I start receiving a spiritual vessel, an aviut, aleph, bet, gimel, dalet, later. But just like that, to do actions that we don't know where, try, but don't be confused that we're already doing it.
Хорошо, но если я не хочу думать о себе, я хочу думать о товарищах только, да, вот как вы сказали.
Да. Okay, let's say I don't want to think of myself, I want to think only of the friends.
В каких свойствах товарища я думаю?
So, what does it mean that I think of the friends? Which of his qualities am I thinking about?
You can only think of one thing for the friends, which is how do I connect together with them so that by that together we will bring contentment to the Creator.
Алло.
Next.
А, это, простите, вот тут еще фактор вы добавили, чтобы добавить, чтобы доставить наслаждение Творцу.
Excuse me, there's another matter here, which is to bestow contentment to the Creator. In the connection between us, where is it?
I don't know, search for him. But if not, what are you doing this for? What, in order to connect between you? Then it's an egoistic connection. There's nothing you can do about this, sir. That's the situation. That's it. Slowly, slowly.
Kiev 3.
Well, and Kiev 3.
Спасибо. Скажите, пожалуйста, что значит фраза на месте бины или в тиферет? Не совсем вот понятно.
What's a meaning of the expression in the place of Bina or Tiferet?
Bina or Tiferet is the same quality, only that Tiferet is the Bina of Gufa, it's called Bina of the body. But it's the same quality, it's just in the Gufa and not in the Rosh. Well, we will talk about that. The problem is that he is writing the study of the Ten Sefirot not in the form of a study book from the light to the heavy, from an easy to hard. But even the fact that he wrote this, it's a huge thing. But Kabbalists usually write, they can take from the end something and from the beginning something, and they're not calculating whether you know or don't. They're not coming with their book to teach you, but just to explain to you what already exists in spirituality. Altogether, Kabbalists write to people who are already in attainment. Baal HaSulam, he wrote in a nice didactical way, but all the rest of the Kabbalists, it's all together. They have no consideration with the person who wants to study and understand at all.
PT 18. I heard you say, second restriction, Do the Nekudot of Sag descend below Tabor of Ak and mix with Nehiv Galgalta? Is this second restriction? Is it the second of second?
What you said doesn't yet have the second restriction. There's just the descent of the Nekudot of Sag, which is Binah, and the intermingling with Malchut there, and from that intermingling there, that mixture, the connection between Bina and Malchut occurs. And then, afterwards, accordingly, the second restriction gets established. Meaning, this can establish the connection between the Sfirot to the extent in which Bina can control, and from here onwards, Malchut controls.
Thank you.
PT 5.
For me?
Can.
Okay.
Yes.
The second restriction is a restriction on bestowal, on pure bestowal.
The second restriction is a restriction on receiving in order to bestow. That you are not capable of receiving anymore in order to bestow. And therefore there is a restriction.
When there is a descent below the Tabor of the Kudot of Sag, it's not in order to receive in order to bestow. It's pure bestowal without reception, right?
Listen, we're just talking about bestowal in spirituality, but in spirituality, there are 5 degrees of the will to receive, which are revealed relative to the upper light. Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet. The will to receive that can be worked with in order to bestow on the degree of Shoresh Aleph Bet is the desire to receive that is not so great. Therefore, the work in it is called Katnut, smallness. And you can work with it. And you can reach that. If you do a restriction, you're either even born, then you come to a state which are called katnut, of smallness. You receive the coarseness, the of shoresh, aleph, and bet, and in those you engage in bestowal. It's called to bestow in order to bestow. However, the coarseness on the levels of Gimel and Dalet, the third and fourth phases, are completely different vessels. They're very heavy in our desire, and you cannot work with them in order to bestow. That's called to receive in order to bestow. They are thick, heavy desires that want to receive. And you can't do that. So these vessels, we begin to work in after many spiritual actions in smallness. When we're done with this smallness, with the katnut, we slowly, slowly come to gadlut, to adulthood, or the maturity. And it's not true gadlut, but it's gadlut of ascent. That's considered the achap of ascent, where we join to the vessels of shoresh aleph and bet, a little of the kli of gimel and a little of the kli dalet. That's called gadlut. And that's how it goes all the way to the end of correction. Until the end of a correction, we cannot work with the true vessels of reception. Rather, only with vessels of bestowal. And vessels of reception, we just join a little. We intermix them with the vessels, with the desires of bestowing and reception. And then in the end of correction, it's considered that a big light comes, a special light from above, which is called Rav Pa'alim Mikabtziel, and it connects those vessels of bestowal, Shoresh Aleph Bet, with the vessels of reception, Gimel and Dalet, together. Because the light does this with its own force, and then it becomes a complete Kli, and in it, the revelation of the Creator to the creatures on a complete level. That's called the end of correction. Gemar Tikkun. But until then, it's impossible.
So what took place before the descent of Nekudot was never to receive in order to bestow. Because it's confusing the vessels of 3 and 4, which are coarser vessels, it confuses us with what was there before the descent below the Tabo.
In this whole process that we're learning, the thing is that we need to understand that we're learning these processes in the form of the cascading of the vessels from Ein Sof to this world. We're not talking about human beings. We're not talking about anything. But it's being, the technology is being explained to us without the involvement of human beings. The system and how it is established from Ein Sof all the way to our world. And when this system has been established, then there's something else that was born in it, and that is Adam HaRishon, which connects between the vessels of reception and the vessels of bestowal. It's something that we will learn. It's not simple. And then it goes through a transgression, meaning shatters the vessels, and from those vessels we already rise and begin to exist. It's not so simple. This is not a general, direct way on this here, okay?
Доброе утро, Рав. Доброе утро, мировой клип. Подскажите, пожалуйста, вы сказали маленький...
Hello, Rav, World Fleet.
Это я в отключении или в...
Relative to the 10, what does it mean without a screen? Is it me disconnected or opposite of connection? What does it mean without a screen?
Рак тавино ти, ше...
Understand me that you want to immediately connect yourselves to those vessels that we're talking about. And that will confuse you. Learn this apart and yourself apart. You cannot carry out actions that we're talking about here with all these vessels of Galgalta, Absag, and the world of Atzilut. This is very distant from us. Therefore, it's not good to talk in such a way that it's as if we're doing this. I see that this is the general illusion. What are you asking?
It's easier to grasp it in the context of the work in the Ten.
We are talking about the work in the Ten and our spiritual work in general from below upwards. And here, in the study of the Ten Sefirot, and altogether all the Kabbalists talk from above down, from Ein Sof to us. And we are talking from the lower one, from our world to above. That's the problem. And you're taking examples from Galgalta and are beginning to implement this in the Ten. We can implement only what Rabash writes for us in his articles. And he writes for us from below upwards what we do, through the connection between us and so on. He has not mentioned Galgalta or Absag or first restriction or second restriction there at all.
New York 4.
Mashu Pashut Rav.
Something simple, Rav. What is a desire without an intention? A desire without an intention to receive or to...
The desire without intention is an egoistic desire.
No, without an intention to receive, without an intention to bestow. Just a desire. Is there such a thing?
But no, that's an egoistic desire. That's what the Creator created. I have created the evil inclination. He didn't create just a desire. It's an evil inclination with the intention in order to receive. The desire has to have, what do you want? Who do you want it for? what's going on with you. Therefore, the desire needs to be aimed towards something. It's a force. What, for what does he want it? He wants it for itself. That's why it's called evil, because it's opposite to the Creator.
Okay. Aval lifnei malchut ve lifnei
malchut. Before malchut, before malchut of malchut, the osh. There's no desire. There's no desire to receive.
There is the will to receive from the beginning of creation, otherwise we won't be able to talk about creation. The will to receive is revealed in the four phases of direct light from the Shorish, the very first point from which we start to talk. That is where the upper light already begins to work with the desire to receive together. And by that, the desire develops and reaches the big general desire, which is called Malchut of Insof, prior to the restriction. But it's a desire to receive. It just wasn't forbidden yet. It was all the will to receive, and then the light bestows upon the desire more, and the desire starts to see that it's opposite to the light. And from that, it doesn't want to be opposite, and then does a restriction, because the reception of the light that it did made it opposite the light, opposite the Creator. And then he stops receiving. That's called Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction. And later, it goes and receives nevertheless, but already in order to bestow. And that's considered that it's engaging in above the first restriction, sustaining the restriction not to receive for itself, but how to delight the emanator, how to delight the light. The light wants him to receive, he will receive, but only because the light wants, not because the desire wants. So upon its own desire, he does a restriction, and on the desire of the light, he does a zivuga vaka, he does a coupling of, a striking of coupling. And by that, he can reach a state of receiving in order to bestow. Seth? Okay.
Kiev 1. Good.
Kiev 1.
Вы сказали, что мы до конечного исправления не работаем с получающими килим.
Yes, the Rav, you said that until the end of correction, we don't work with the vessels of reception. And later you said that we are starting to mix them a little bit with vessels of bestowal.
That's the achap of ascent that we will learn about. Until the end of correction, I won't be able to use my vessels of reception as they are in order to bestow. I have no force of a screen to do so. But I can use these vessels in order to receive of mine in an intermixture with the vessels of bestowal. And that's considered that I'm working in the second restriction, in the achap of ascent, in all kinds of special conditions, as if I'm receiving, but nevertheless, it's kind of a very limited reception. That is what we will learn about this. The whole world of Atzilut, all the parts of the wisdom of Kabbalah talk about this.
Как все-таки произвести анализ там своего текущего состояния эгоистического, ну как бы пытаясь смешать?
How to analyze my current egoistic state? And the attempt to mix it in the connection with between us. Possible?
This is possible if you don't enter the study of the Ten Sefirot with your egoistic hands. That's it. That is completely, completely not belonging to you for the time being. Don't think that you're in spirituality and that you're doing spiritual actions. You are in the time of preparation. And please do what Rabash writes for you, that it's all prior to you starting to engage with lights and vessels.
Ivanta?
Did you understand?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Piti Arba.
Shalom Rav.
Hello Rav. In four phases of direct light, the fourth phase restricts itself out of shame. When we learn about the second restriction, the created being cannot bestow except in the vessels of bestowal above the Bina. What's the reason for that?
Did we learn that now? All right. You know what? Let's move to the third part of the lesson.
We're going to the third part.